This is episode number 225, Minute Friday, and you've got to find your vision.
With Capella University's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Okay, quick math. The less your business depends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/greatness. netsuite.com/greatness. Again, head to netsuite.com/greatness.
Create the highest, grandest vision possible for your life because you become what you believe. Oprah Winfrey. Although often associated with Native Americans, vision quests have been undertaken by people in diverse cultures for millennia. In 500 BC, Buddha went into the forest and fasted underneath the Bodhi tree. Christ and biblical prophets fasted in the desert. Moses climbed Mount Sinai and Muhammad retired to a cave. These, as well as numerous Native Americans, mystics, ascetics, and seekers of spiritual truth have undertaken quests to find their direction and purpose, come close to God or spirit, and have an authentic and profound encounter with the source of life to guide them in the challenges of their times. In many Native American vision quest ceremonies, the person seeking a vision prepares for their experience for days ahead by purifying the body, mind, and spirit to make space for a vision to come to them. With their mind quieted and their body clear, they can listen for things they may not normally hear in the noise of everyday life. Things like secret wishes of the heart or long-forgotten prayers or messages from a higher place. When the ceremony begins, the seeker goes to an isolated location in nature for a period of several days in which they give up food and drink. Then they wait for a vision or sign to appear. They might be visited by an animal or face their fear of loneliness, or in the silence find peace they have never known. If they are blessed with a vision, once received, they return to their mentor and community for support in interpreting what they have found. It is said that a vision quest can provide deep understanding of one's life purpose. The word for vision quest in the Lakota Sioux language translates to crying for a dream. Are you crying for a dream? Jonathan Swift said, "Vision is the art of seeing the invisible." Do you have a vision for your life? Because as Steve Jobs said, if you are working on something exciting that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. The vision pulls you. When you have a vision that is strong enough and powerful enough, nothing can stand in your way. No setback, no barrier, no breakdown can keep you from persevering. And Helen Keller pointed out, it is a terrible thing to see and have no vision. Not having a vision is like not having a map or a GPS. If you've ever lost your GPS signal on your way to an unknown place, you know the helpless feeling that comes from not knowing where to go next on the way to your destination. You drive down the road, taking a right here and a left there, with no idea where you're headed. Seneca said, to the person who does not know where he wants to go, there is no favorable wind. Far too many of us accept blindly the vision which is handed to us by society without even asking ourselves what we truly want. We are told to finish school, go to college, get a job, work for 40 years at said job, and then retire. And for many, this is far from the life that brings them happiness. With so much diversity in the world, how could this one-size-fits-all mentality be so readily accepted? And especially for those of us here in the United States, are we not built on the premise of the American dream? Each of us has unique gifts to bring to the world, and unless we take the time to seek our personal vision, these gifts can lie dormant and uncovered for a lifetime. Each of us has unique gifts to give to the world, and unless we take the time to seek our personal vision, these gifts can lie dormant and undiscovered for a lifetime. Your vision is a vessel, a container, a conduit. It must be strong enough to withstand redesign. Maybe you aren't sure about your purpose, and rather than honing in on a specific skill set, take a look at the sunset. Notice how it spreads across the horizon? So it should be with your vision. What is most important to you? It can look something like this. My vision is that my family is safe, secure, and happy. My vision is to represent my country with dignity and love. My vision is to protect others from harm. My vision is that all children are fed and none goes hungry. Then you have room to ask yourself with each decision you make, does this action, job, relationship bring me closer to my vision or farther away? Am I in alignment with my vision? Anything that is not in alignment is not a priority in your life. And then your life becomes a clear, efficient pathway to your goals. Then it doesn't matter what you are doing, but why you are doing it. It isn't as important whether you are a firefighter, security guard, police officer, or social worker. You are aligned with your vision to protect others from harm. Rather than waiting aimlessly for your life to throw you a vision, cry for your dream. Don't stop until you find it, and when you do, find every ally to support you in creating a life that lines up with your vision. I promise you, with a strong vision, you will never be lost again. And as James Allen wrote, dream lofty dreams, and as you dream, so shall you become. Your vision is the promise of what you shall one day be. Your ideal is the prophecy of what you shall at last unveil. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. My name is Lewis Howes. We do this every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And thank you for being here for 5 Minute Friday. It's one of my favorite times to come on and connect with you all and share a quick message and tip about what's been opening up for me and a powerful message that I want you all to take home for you and really step into your life so you can achieve the greatness you want to achieve. My name is Lewis Howes. Thank you so much for being here from the bottom of my heart. It means the world to me. I love you all so very much. And you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
you don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've learned the hard way that constantly holding on to your emotions and repeatedly choosing to not talk about your feelings will only make you feel worse and worse. And up until about 10 or 11 years ago, I was afraid to talk about my trauma that I experienced. And I know we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to fit your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Lewis today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/L-E-W-I-S.